Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the status of women.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, providing students with the tools to explore and transform the world around them through online degree programs built on a foundation of social, economic, and environmental justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Women in Ohio hold most of the state's college degrees, but they're also more likely than men to live in poverty and less likely to be in public office. These are just a few of the findings in a recent report from the Center for Community Solutions. The nonprofit think tank released fact sheets on the status of women in all 88 Ohio counties. Joining us now to discuss their findings is researcher Angela Marr. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Erin.
You compiled so much information about the health and social and economic conditions of women in Ohio. What were your main takeaways?
We went through quite a bit of data to find what was available to share with decision makers and communities at the county level, and data that we could find that showed differences between men and women or males and females at the county level. You already shared some of the things that we found. We found that in many cases, women are doing really well. They're graduating high school at higher rates. They are obtaining college degrees from associates to advanced degrees at higher rates. We've found that births to teen moms decreased between the years that we were looking at. So there were some things that were really trending in good directions. But overall, women are still experiencing poverty at much higher rates. And the wage gap persists for women and men in all of the counties and across the state. So those were some of the trends that we found as we looked at these indicators.
That is so interesting. What did you find in terms of women's mental health across Ohio counties?
One of the things we found was that it was very hard to find data. We didn't find as much data as we were hoping to find on women and girls at the county level. But what we're hearing from other sources is that we have a rising issue with mental health issues with girls. So it's something we're hoping to dive into more and share that in a specific report for the status of girls.
Well, what steps do you think Ohio or Ohio's local governments, what steps can they take to make sure that women can continue to advance here?
There are some things that have happened recently that I think are really helpful to point out. The fact that almost 95% of women have health insurance is such a huge improvement from what it used to be. So the Medicaid expansion was a huge assistance for women. The state just passed the fact that doulas can be covered by Medicaid, which we took as a huge win to help with some of the maternity care deserts we have in the state, but particularly for the disparity that we've seen in the state between infant mortality and maternal mortality for white women versus Black women or other women of color. So those are some steps in the right direction. Another thing that would help women with families in particular would be some kind of child tax credit at the state level. It was so beneficial during the pandemic and really lifted families out of poverty. And particularly the way that it was distributed in monthly payments was helpful for families to be able to count on and provide that baseline stability as opposed to the lump sum that often happens at tax time.
Last thing, as a woman in Ohio, I'm curious, are there any places in the state where women fare better or worse than others?
Because there's so many indicators included in these fact sheets, it really varies depending on what you're looking at. But of course, with like maternal health, we're very concerned about the counties that are designated maternal care deserts. When it comes to poverty, we're seeing higher rates of poverty in Southern Ohio or maybe some of the Eastern counties. But then the disparity between the number of female-headed households versus female households in poverty is actually greater in some other counties. So it depends on how you look at the data.
All right. That was Angela Marr, a researcher with the Center for Community Solutions. Angela, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Erin. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.